You're listening to Popstar Conversations, taking you inside with your favorite musical artists.
Chuck and I are sitting here with one of the UK's big pop artists, Ollie Murs. Ollie, welcome to the show.
Ollie, welcome to the show. Why was your first headlining tour postponed?
Yeah, we postponed it because we just felt it didn't feel right at that moment in time. I think we've got so much going on in terms of the music coming out, and obviously Troublemaker looks like it's going to do really, really well. Obviously, we've got the album coming out there as well at the moment. So we just wanted it time to sort of breathe, and then I think coming there at the end of the year, sort of September time, now adding a couple of extra dates in Belgium as well, I think in Austria and in Denmark and Netherlands. It's kind of, and obviously the Robbie tour as well. It's there's sort of lots of stuff going on, so I just felt it was probably the best thing to do.
So your third album is actually going to be your first album in the US.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy over here. We're enjoying it, enjoying being in the States. But yeah, the album's kind of a mixed match of the second and the third album, which is good. I mean, it's a fresh album here for the States, and so far the reaction's been great. I mean, Troublemaker seems to be doing really, really well. You know, it's out past what Heartskips have been done already, and it's been out a lot less. So yeah, we're excited. We've got a bit of a bug for it at the moment, and we're working really, really hard, and hopefully it's a big success.
Well, you already have a massive fan base in Europe.
I think, obviously, I'm an artist that sort of breaches on both, I think. I think a lot of the young girls like me and the teens like me, but I'd like to think that a lot of adults like me as well and teenagers, you know, in their late teens, you know, and adults like me more as well. So I think I've got a nice wide range of people that like me. I think my music isn't sort of aimed at young teens. I think it's got quite a nice mix to it. And I think, you know, they say the success that I've been getting across the world so far it's been great, so...
That must have been an incredible experience, touring with One Direction.
Yeah, it was insane. I mean, you know, it's a lot quieter on this little couple of dates that I've been doing, I'll be honest. You know, it was an incredible tour. I mean, full of, you know, amazing people. You know, the whole team of One Direction was great. The guys were great. They were fun guys to be around. And yeah, it was a good time.
Were you like the big brother on that tour?
I probably was a bit like the older brother. Yeah, I mean, I'm about maybe 8 years, 9 years older than them, maybe. Actually, less than that, I think. That's 7 or 8. But yes, but you know, regardless of the age group, you know, you always feel younger than you are. So, I mean, I was, you know, having a laugh with the boys and enjoying myself and having a good time. And, you know, they're great guys to be around. And whenever I see them, it's always nice to catch up and say hello. And, you know, they're so busy at the moment, it's ridiculous.
How did your collaboration with Flo Rida come along?
I mean, Flo Rida. I mean, obviously, I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to get him on the song, because I know that he would that international clout that he's got, and obviously people know him across the world's a great thing. But it wasn't just about that. I mean, it's about getting the best person possible for the song, someone that has a unique ability to make it sound great, you know, and as a great lyric, and you know, he's got unbelievable talent. His voice is well known across the world, of course, but you know, he's a big name, and you know, he just makes the song sound great, and he gives it something amazing, and you know, it fits the song perfectly. So, it feels great.
Why did you publish your autobiography so early in your career?
Well, I mean, it's not really an autobiography. It's, if you read the book, it's the last 4 to 5 years of my life. So kind of like, for some reason, it's kind of been taken, and there's basically an autobiography that's been released. It's unofficial. And there's also, and then there's The Happy Days, which is my book that I actually wrote. And it's just literally the last 5 years of my life. And it just outlines what the ups and the downs of the industry, the pressures that I went through, and just gives you an outline of what I've done and achieved. And yeah, it's cool.
You've revealed so much about yourself in this book and its challenges.
Yeah, but I think that's what is so good about a book. You can let people know things, you know, sides of you that they don't know. And obviously, it was a time in my life where, you know, a lot was going on at the time. New second album was coming out. Obviously, you was doing the Extra Factor coming up. You know, there's a lot going on. As much as it's all great and it's all positive stuff, it's all amazing stuff, but... You know, if I did wrong, and if I would have done the hosting job, presenting job badly, you know, if I would have, the single would have come out and flopped and not done well, you know, it's pretty much my career over. So it was kind of all them anxieties and pressures came onto me, and it was, you know, it was a tough time, but, you know, we got through it. It was fine. It was, you know, it was something I got through quite quickly. I mean, everything happens so fast in this game. It just click, 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 click. And obviously everything hit home quickly, and, you know, the single did well, and... You know, Extra Factor did really, really well. you know, album came out and did really, really well. So all them worries went out the window.
Do you find the need to reflect on your life?
No, not at all. I mean, I already know what an amazing life I have and what amazing things I get to do and how lucky I am to be doing what I'm doing. I think sometimes I just forget and I'm sometimes feel like I'm just a normal guy, but obviously my job is quite intense, it's quite high profile and there's a lot going on. I think I deal with it really, really well in terms of what other people are like. I think I deal with it really, really well. I work hard, I play hard, but you know, I know fundamentally that this could end any time, so I enjoy it. And I, you know, it's exciting.
So this album, Right Place, Right Time, there's more funk to it.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't say it's funky the whole way through. I think there's a couple of songs in there, Hey You Beautiful and Troublemaker, that have got that funkiness to it. But I think all my fans will know that from track 1 to track 12 on any album that I release, you know, it's always got something different, a new flavour, a new style. You know, I like doing a bit of reggae. I like doing a bit of old school Motown. I like doing a bit of 90s beats. I like doing sort of, you know, anthemic, bigger songs, big pop records, nice ballads. You know, it's kind of a, when you get my album, it's always different from track 1 to 12, but that's what I like. I mean, I'm not coming too far away. I think, you know, how I look at it, that is that, you know, my albums are like a portfolio of my music, so I'm never not going to come away from reggae and not do it again. It's just how I feel right now. It's like, when you've already got a song like Please Let Me Go and Thinking of Me, and you've already got a 90s beat like Heart Skips a Beat, and you've always got an old school Motown song as Dance Me Tonight, and then now you've got the Troublemaker funk song, why would you want to do another Motown song that might sound similar to Dance Me Tonight when I've already got it, you know? And I feel like if I keep evolving and changing a little bit, then when people do get my songs and they see the kind of singles that I had, it's like, wow, it all sounds so different, and I feel like proper pop music, you know, old school pop, where it's everything's a good, great pop record. It's not all sounding the same. It's got a nice vibe to it. I think, you know, that's kind of what I like to do with all my singles and albums. I mean, Army of Two is a song that I love, and that's on the album, and that's potentially a single, and that's so different to Troublemaker. And yeah, I've got Dear Darling as well, which is kind of more in the mold of sort of Heart Skips a Beat in terms of that sort of 90s beat on top of it, sort of like. And it's like, again, you know, three songs there that potentially, you know, they're not all going to be the singles, but, you know, potentially have that sort of different, differentiates on every song.
Is the song Army of Two, is it about the relationship between you and your fans?
Yeah, no, completely. I think with any fan base you get, I mean, when I first come off the show, I thought that I might be around for like a year and a bit. And then people would get bored of me and move on. But obviously, 3.5 years in the game, you know, they've stuck by me for everything. The sales of my albums have been really steady and been exactly the same as everything else. So it would be amazing to, you know, that song Army of Two is kind of about, yeah, the future of me and my fans and us together as an army. And it sounds a bit cheesy, but I think when you're writing a song, you know, if you've got to hear the song to know that it's not cheesy, it's cool, it's a really fun song, but has a really great message behind it and about a relationship that I'm really close to in my life so far, and that's, you know, me and my fans. And the song can be interpreted as you and your family, or you and your girlfriend, or you and your mates. You know, it's all about that sort of marching to the future together and see how far we can go.
Even though you're single, your songs, they seem to be about love and relationships.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, of course, I'd say I'm single, but, you know, I have been seeing different people and different girls in the last year. And, you know, I have met some amazing women along the way that I potentially could have had relationships with. It didn't quite work out. But, you know, obviously, you know, like I say, I work really, really hard. I think that's the difference, is my life is always non-stop, and I'm always leaving and I'm always coming home, and I'm always live for a couple of days and I'm leaving again. It's never easy for me to have a relationship, but it's about finding the right girl and the right balance between someone that's happy to not sit and wait around, but someone that's going to miss me and, you know, wants to see me when she can, you know, not all the time, which is obviously the hardest thing.
It's understandable. You want to be loved and appreciated for who you are.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I can't stop what I do. You know, I want the right girl in my life that understands my job, understands what I do, and, you know, realizes that she's not going to be able to see me all the time, you know. But yeah, well, you know, that's the difference. But, you know, there's I've heard about all these conjunctions that you can put in now. So, you know, end of the day, I'm not going to, you know, all my money's my own money. And, you know, unless someone, you know, I believe when you do get married, I want to, you know, that's when you get married. You want to meet the right girl and get married properly. I wouldn't want to be in a relationship for a couple of years and then get, you know, completely screwed over. You know, I'll make sure that it feels right and it's the perfect time.
You're a musician, a model. Is there anything else we don't know about you?
I am an expert at playing FIFA 13 on the PS3. I'd give anyone a game. I guarantee that I will beat them.
Ollie, thanks for being here. It's been such a great pleasure.
Thanks very much, and good luck with the record.
Pleasure. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you again for listening to Popstar Conversations. Be sure to click the subscribe button below and hit the red bell so that you'll be notified of our next exclusive interview.
Thank you for listening to Popstar Conversations. Please join us again for another conversation with your favorite musical artist.